Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is Black Friday. We're live every day but Christmas. Every day but Christmas. Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays here on News Radio and also the Pensacola Movie Club. You can follow them on Facebook and see what they're watching and, if you want to, watch it with them. Julio, welcome back, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Not too many movies this week. In fact, I think just the one. Is that right? And it's a sequel, so it's not even a real movie, right?
Yeah, well, we have, you know, of course, we just had two big releases on last Friday. So, right. You know, that Thanksgiving week, this is pretty typical. You get two or three big releases like the weekend before. And then like the week of Thanksgiving, usually something comes out early. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and that gets you through the big holiday. And it's usually a Disney release, and that's no exception this year because we've got Moana 2.
And?
It is a perfectly fine movie.
Which a lot of times for parents with small kids, or even not so small but semi-small, that's all they need to know. I mean, it's adequate. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is going to make a boatload of money, no pun intended, a boatload of money this weekend at the box office. It's already, you know, looking like it's going to be some kind of record weekend. And I was a big fan of the first Moana. I think that film is one of the better Disney movies of the past 25 years. Great songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda, very charming cast. The cast is back. Unfortunately, Lin-Manuel Miranda is not back. So I think that's kind of where it falls a little short. There's some good songs in it, but there's not anything that's as memorable as How Far I'll Go or You're Welcome or Shiny from the first movie, which had some great songs in it. Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing the music for the other Disney movie that we're going to get before the end of the year, the quote-unquote live action. It's not really live action. It's just realistic CGI, Mufasa prequel to The Lion King that's going to be coming out.
Okay.
Which I'm very iffy on. But this is not anything that's going to like ruin your memories of the first one. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's fun. It's not as great a movie as the first one, but it's
there.
Absolutely something that everybody's going to enjoy. And something we kind of discussed after the movie. It's kind of been a pattern with Disney. They'll have this original film that comes out, and it's really great, and then they'll do a sequel, and the sequel is a perfectly good movie. It just doesn't compare to the first one.
I always think if movies were written as two or three, then they're probably going to be very good. If they were written as one, and they're like, oh, we can make money by doing a second one, you know, they're going to be That's basically
this one is very much written for there to be a three. Amount of money that it's going to make this weekend, I would not be surprised that we get a Moana 3 eventually. Of course, we're also getting a live-action Moana in the next year or two as well. They're going to do a live-action version of the first one.
Do you? You know, people have a lot of movies that they're going to go see movies, but do you have anything you're watching on streaming that's really hitting you right now that's like you would recommend to people to try?
We've talked about some of these shows on Let's Go Pensacola, but if you haven't seen The Penguin yet on Max, just fantastic. And it while yes, this is a Batman related show, you really can kind of throw that out the window.
This is like a
serious crime drama with a brilliant cast headed up by Colin Farrell and Kristen Milioti, who just gives a performance of a lifetime in the show.
Okay.
There are very little of the Batman trappings in there, other than obviously the lead character is the Penguin.
Right.
But there's no, like, there's nothing gimmicky about it.
And I'm not obligated to put this in the Gotham universe, I assume. I hope not.
No, this is related to the Matt Reeves, the Batman that came out a couple of years ago.
Okay. Anything else besides Penguin? I'm intrigued by that.
What We Do in the Shadows is back. If you've been sleeping on the show, catch up because it is one of the funniest shows that's out there. This is a documentary crew that's been following a group of vampires living in Staten Island for several years. And it just continues to be one of the funniest shows that's out there. It hasn't won any Emmys yet, although it's gotten several nominations. I really hope it wins something before the series ends because this cast is just outstanding.
The one that we've been watching, it won't be for everybody, but we love Shrinking with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. I mean, that's like it's smart, sharp, funny, interesting characters, wonderful.
Absolutely adored the first season. I haven't had a chance to watch any of the second season yet, but the first season was fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Bill Lawrence, who's the creator of the show and also the creator of Ted Lasso and Scrubs. And
who always puts his wife in his stuff. Or most of the time puts his wife in his stuff.
Yeah, and she's the music supervisor for the show, too, which I thought was kind of interesting. She and another person are working together to choose all the music that's in the show. So, yeah, Krista Miller, who is, of course, first on the Drew Carey Show. She's a great actress.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Wonderful. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
That is a fine, fine question. As soon as we figure that out, we'll put it up on Facebook.
Fair enough. 4 o'clock on Saturday. Are you on tomorrow?
No, FSU has to lose a football game tomorrow. So,
they're playing Florida. You never know.
I mean,
anything can happen.
They do both stink this year. So yeah, we could have a 0-0 tie. Anything's possible.
It's nothing. Who's winning? The Bears. Anyway, a little Ferris Bueller for you. Julio Diaz, as always, a pleasure, sir. He is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, typically on a 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and then also the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook. We'll talk to you next week, sir. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. John has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still doing good with accidents. None to report this morning so far. Don't jinx that. I-10, I-110, even through the construction zones are looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, you need a good realtor to make sure that you navigate any hurdles or roadblocks or speed bumps or anything else that gets in your way. You know, every deal is different. Every deal might have its stuff. But the one thing it's really good to have in a realtor is experience. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty have a lot of good experience. 175 homes sold last year. That's 3.5 a week. On pace to do about that same amount this year. At the peak of the market, when it was very easy. I mean, like you could basically announce, I've got a house for sold. Like it was kind of like that, you know, well above 200 a year. So they're just really clicking. And the value of that to you is, what do you care about somebody sold a lot of houses? No. The value is that they know how to do it effectively. They know how to get the right results. They know how to solve the problems. They know what's normal. A lot of times in real estate, it's just a question of knowing what's normal because, you know, you don't do this very often. They do it all the time. So they really have a sense of how to get it done and what you can ask for and what you can't ask for and what you can say yes or no to, whatever, and the price and all of that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This time I'm going to kick that football clear to the moon. Ah!
I get up in the morning, kick the covers from the bed, sunlight in my eyes.
You'll know this song. Let me see if it gets to the hook. I don't remember the song all that well. Now you know, right? Jay Giles Band. Man, they actually made a lot of music. I mean, they're more well-known, I suppose, for, Centerfold and Freeze Frame, you know, off of the one album. But, you know, they made a lot of good music. I saw this on social media. It made me laugh. Florida just went from 70 to 40 like it saw a state trooper. What you mean? 820 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the holiday shopping season begins today, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday tomorrow, and Cyber Monday, and then Giving Tuesday, of course, as well. Consumers are expected to shell out a record amount of money this year, but some analysts say they're also being more careful about their spending. They say while inflation is starting to ease up a little bit, consumers are spending a little more cautiously this year and hunting for deals. A group of protesters were arrested after trying to halt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade yesterday. Police swarmed 21 pro-Palestinian protesters that ran out in front of the Ronald McDonald balloon. That halted the parade for a total of about 5 minutes. And scientists say they've identified a brain pathway that can deflate anxiety, according to a study published this week in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience. The pathway regulates voluntary breathing, which lets people manually slow their breathing and calm their minds. The author of the study says one day there could possibly be a drug that would emulate the relaxed state that people experience during yoga or meditation.
Well, this would be the ideal human future, is when we want to, you know, be more calm, we take a drug. And we want to lose weight, we take a drug. And when we want to be more brave, we take a drug. And when we want to be more romantic, we take a drug. Oh, we're already there.
Doesn't this sound like a beautiful future?
Yeah, what a wonderful future where all of education goes away and we just have big pharma chemically programming us for all the things that we need to do. I love it.
You could get one of those kitchen spice racks, you know, the type that have all the labels and just list all the emotions on there and have the pills for that emotion.
Sprinkle a little happiness on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sprinkle a little melancholy on there. Yeah, no, I like it. You're on track. Yeah, for sure. Now, for the people who have a needle aversion, maybe your way is better. You know, add a little of the food. I figure that's good. Put a little drip in there. Dave, thanks so much for the update. Ah, what a horrible world. I saw this. This is not new, but I saw it and I thought it was kind of interesting. The talking about the nominees that Trump has put up for his cabinet, and I don't know, one that just, it caught my attention, and I don't really want to pick on him too much, but you saw that Sean Duffy, you know, former Congressman Sean Duffy, has been picked to be the Secretary of Transportation, and sometimes a review isn't intentionally mean, but like, you know, when you try too hard to make a kid's first resume, you ever tried to help your kid with their first resume and you're like, there's not enough stuff to say, but you got to fill up the page. And so you say things like supervises small groups effectively, because he babysit his brother, you know, you know, like you try to just make it sound a little nicer than it really is. That's what I thought when I read the release that, you know, the Trump team puts out these emails. Oh, my God, the number of emails we've been getting from Team Trump is just, it's voluminous. Anyway, I want to read it to you because I thought it's kind of funny in this regard. I'm pleased to announce former Congressman Sean Duffy from the great state of Wisconsin is nominated to serve as Secretary of Transportation. This isn't the good part. This is all preface. Sean has been a tremendous and well-liked public servant. we're already doubling up our adjectives. Starting his career as a district attorney for Ashland, Wisconsin, and later elected to the U.S. House of Representatives for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. During his time in Congress, Sean was a respected voice and respected voice and communicator in the Republican conference, advocating for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. Admired across the aisle, Sean worked with Democrats to clear extensive legislative hurdles to build the largest road and bridge project in Minnesota history. As a member of the House Financial Services Committee, Sean played a key role in shaping and strengthening economic policies and ensuring transparency and accountability in government programs. Sean's leadership extended in championing the needs of families, farmers, and small businesses, especially in rural communities. Here's where we start to get into the, like, we've already added a little bit of fluff. Here's where it starts to get super fluffy. He will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports. He will ensure our ports and dams serve our economy without compromising our national security. This sounds more like the job description than anything else. And he will make our skies safe again by eliminating DEI for pilots and air traffic controllers. Here goes. The husband of a wonderful woman.
This sounds like AI wrote it.
Our highly qualified Secretary of Transportation. And he may be, but this release did not accomplish the purpose of persuading me. The husband of a wonderful woman, Rachel Campos Duffy, a star, all caps, on Fox News, and the father of 9 incredible children. Sean knows, relevant to the job, Sean knows how important it is for families to be able to travel safely and with peace of mind.
Oh, boy.
Sean will use his experience and relationships he has built over many years in Congress to maintain and rebuild our nation's infrastructure and fulfill our mission of ushering in the golden age of travel, focusing on safety, efficiency, and innovation. Importantly, he will greatly elevate the travel experience for all Americans. This is surely the fluffiest of all.
It's got to be AI.
Level. You think, maybe?
Yes, the AI really wrote, do.
You know?
Because that's just nuts.
Sean knows how important it is for families to be able to travel safely and with peace of mind. He likes long bike rides in the country, so you know he'll be great for maintaining the interstate system. He prefers a two-wheeled kind of bike. The brand Huffy, not such a big fan of Giant, doesn't like the oversized tires. He's an 18-speeder. He's an 18-speed kind of guy. Doesn't feel super comfortable on the bike lane, though. Likes the sidewalk instead. Like, this... they would have been better just giving me two paragraphs and quitting.
Exactly.
The more they said, the more they admitted that there was less to be able to say. And that's where it raised kind of the red flags for me. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report right now. Everything is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, we didn't have transgressors today. I just didn't have time to write it yesterday. It takes about 3 hours to write, and I did not have time on Thanksgiving to write it yesterday. But in lieu of a transgressors, because I had such uncharitable comments about the dear, beautiful pug. That's a total contradiction in terms. The pug who won the dog contest. Somebody sent me a picture of a pug with the following. Dearly beloved.
That's awesome.
The Pensacola Pug Thought Leaders, PPTL, love the acronym, hereby cancel Brother Andrew. We sentence him to 3 years of community service with the legal childless cat persons.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic. Awesome. Well, what did you say about pugs? Well, have you seen a pug? It doesn't matter what I said. You've seen them. You know. You don't need me to say anything. It's obvious. Otherwise, you're working too hard to deny the truth. 620 or 828 here on News Radio 92.3. John just is worried about how many people I'm make angry if I repeat my comments from before. But you don't think I'm wrong. You just think I'm mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have an English bulldog, and you've got to love that face.
Same.
Yeah.
Nobody's winning a beauty contest in that dog.
She is. Aw, don't make fun of my girl.
And she's super tidy, never drools on anything.
Oh, no. Right.
Oh, man. 437-1620. What was the other one that I was going to mention to you? Oh, do I have to? I have just enough time to do this. This was kind of an odd, like, make you laugh, weird sort of story. So do you remember at the very beginning of the Ukraine conflict when there was this island of Ukrainians in like a remote military installation and they got approached by a Russian warship and they responded to the demand that they surrender by saying, Russian warship, go bleep yourself. You remember that from the very beginning?
Yes, I do.
And it's kind of a sad story, of course, because then they got Sheldon killed.
Right.
Or taken captive. Maybe they got taken captive. Either way, it was a bad story. So the state board, and this became like a rallying cry for the Ukrainians, is they'd share that video and they would, you know, this was their ad. The state border guard of Ukraine had planned to use the term Russian warship, go bleep yourself. The last radio communication from the Ukrainian soldiers defending on an outpost first day of the Russian invasion. to sell what the court said was a wide range of goods, as well as for publishing, education, entertainment, and sports. So they were trying to trademark that phrase in order to sell it. And the court noted that the war cry had been so widely used already that they couldn't trademark it. So, you know, what would have been the appropriate response from the Ukrainian border guard would have been, European court, go bleep yourself. They didn't. They just think it was unfortunate. So, what was it? Yeah. Oh, by the way, the warship that made that announcement ended up at the bottom of the Black Sea a couple of months later. So, a little bit of retribution for the Ukrainians.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A lot of Christmas shopping is getting done over the next few days. Fox's Chanley Painter.
A record-breaking 184 million people are expected to shop in stores and online between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And the National Retail Federation also forecasts this holiday shopping season to generate up to $989 billion.
That's in November and December. The first videos released of restorations inside Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris since a fire 5 years ago and $767 million in repairs.
It's set to reopen to the public on December 8th with an inaugural mass. The massive cathedral, stretching more than 400 feet long and 157 feet wide, dates back to the 12th century. An estimated 15 million annual visitors are expected to book time-allocated slots upon the reopening, that according to the cathedral's website.
Fox's Ted Linder. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 49 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A 24-year-old man has died after a motorcycle crash on Creighton Road. That happened about 1 o'clock on Thursday morning. FHP says the rider was headed north on Creighton when a sedan turned in front of him. The motorcycle crashed into the passenger side of that vehicle. The rider died at the scene. The driver of the car, a 23-year-old Pensacola man, also suffered minor injuries. FHP's Traffic Homicide Division is currently investigating this crash. Well, be careful who you help. That is a lesson learned by a Thanksgiving stabbing victim yesterday. It happened at a home on MacGregor Drive. The sheriff's office says a homeless man was at the home with his ex-wife and her new husband.
And so I'm trying to help this homeless man. Had nowhere to go.
That is Al Bingham. Deputies say he was stabbed by 72-year-old Gregory Grant. After the men had some type of argument, Bingham was able to get away and call for help. Grant was arrested a few hours after that stabbing. He's now in the Escambia County Jail on an attempted homicide charge. Well, new curbside recycling options are coming to Pensacola. The city says they're hoping to launch their new program in the spring.
And something that people really enjoy, or at least some people really enjoy, they get anxious and they wonder if it's ever coming back. And so I'm very excited to get this back because it will most certainly be a better, more green, more environmental friendly and customer friendly program than we had before we started.
That's Mayor DC Reeves. He says that program is being relaunched with help from the Recycling Partnership. That's an organization that helps cities launch or relaunch recycling programs. He says the city will receive grant money for recycling education programs and to add AI-powered cameras onto their collection trucks. Those cameras will identify contaminated recycling bins and automatically send a notice to the customer about the issues. Well, the old question is back again. When do you put up the Christmas tree? This weekend actually be a good time. But there's no set date to put Christmas decor up or take it down around the house. Some people, though, believe it's bad luck to leave your decorations up beyond the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th. If you don't have a religious reason to favor a date, they say take it down when you're ready. FEMA officials say Hurricane Helene could lead to $7 billion in flood insurance losses. The agency's National Flood Insurance Program has already dispersed about $1.4 billion to policyholders affected by flood losses. More than $520 million of that money was in the form of advance payments. 56,000 policyholders have now filed claims in the months since that storm hit. First Lady Casey DeSantis showing support for a young cancer patient yesterday. She took part in a Thanksgiving turkey trot to honor Jacksonville's Griffith Anderson, a two-year-old currently battling Ewing's sarcoma, a rare cancer that affects about 200 people a year in the U.S. Doctors had to amputate the boy's arm. DeSantis said she's proud to support Floridians like Griffin as they continue their fight to defeat that awful disease. It's 8:35, News Radio 92.3. John's got her traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly through those construction zones, not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a chilly day today with temperatures warming up near 59 degrees. Rain chance through those early morning hours, then drying up as you go through the rest of your day. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 39 degrees. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high near 59. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 41 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's 46 degrees in Pensacola. We've got 47 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 47 in Milton. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And your money now this morning. Our markets are opening a little bit higher today. The Dow is up 139 points right now at 44,861. The S&P is up 11 points at 6,009. The NASDAQ is up 24.5 points right now at 1982. Taking a look at our bond rates, the 10-year bond rate is down just a bit, 4.199% this morning. Gold prices are up $15.60 at $26.80.40. Silver prices up 60 cents today, $31.16. And jumping over to the crypto market, Bitcoin up over 2,500 this morning. Current price at $97,367.91. Ethereum up $54. Solana up about $7.66 right now. And Dogecoin up 2 cents, 42 cents right now. The holiday shopping season unofficially begins today. It's Black Friday. And with a little bit of homework, you can stretch your dollars to the max.
Black Friday kicks off the holiday shopping season, and it remains the best time of the year for the deepest discounts, according to Adobe Analytics. But you may find that some advertised deals are actually no deals at all.
I think that some brands may say it's on sale. However, it's like the same price, but they may just like fake the price as like higher and say, oh, it's on sale.
Experts advise, use price checking tools and take advantage of price matching in store to cash in on the best deals. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
Amazon workers are planning a worldwide strike to last from today until Cyber Monday. The strike is called Make Amazon Pay. It's seeking to hold Amazon accountable for what organizers describe as labor abuse, environmental degradation, and threats to democracy. UNI Global Union says thousands of demonstrators in 20 different countries are participating in that strike. Mexico's top economist is claiming the tariffs proposed by President-elect Trump could kill 400,000 American jobs. Mexico's economy minister, Marcelo Ebrard, made that comment Wednesday in a news conference with President Claudia Sheinbaum. He said the tariffs could also hit U.S. companies that are producing in Mexico by doubling the taxes they pay. It's 8:38. And your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so it's the day after Thanksgiving. The big meal is over. The football is over until tomorrow when we have all of our rivalry games.
Wait, Ole Miss plays tonight. Today.
Excuse me, Georgia plays tonight.
Oh, two teams nobody cares about. Okay, fine.
Whoa. There's also two other games. Oklahoma plays today. There's a triple header on ABC. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So, objection to the pretext. Fair enough. Allow me to continue. You have a lot of surplus time, perhaps with relatives at this time, if they're staying with you or you're staying with them. Okay?
I have to work.
So, you have distractions. My question is, what's your family's activity? What do you do to pass the time? What's your thing you do? We were having a conversation earlier about card games. This is a good test.
Oh, yes.
So,
please.
John wants me to engage in this test. Meg, you're from Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia, originally.
And you've lived
yes.
in Florida, you've lived in New York.
I've lived all over, yes.
Do you know what euchre is?
Euchre?
Okay. There we go. Fair enough. All
euchre.
Right, fine.
See?
All of us Midwestern people. That's fine. It's a good cultural test. It's a good geographic.
Is it the name of a weird Midwestern football team? The Euchres?
I'm just going to let this pass.
That's pretty good, though.
It is a good guess. Yeah. No, it's a
ukuleles,
card game.
Ukuleles, UKE. So, How's it spelled?
I'm going to E-U-C-H-R-E.
E-U-C-H-R-E?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Have you heard of pinochle?
It's too close to ochre.
Have you heard of pinochle?
What?
Pinochle?
Pinochle, yes.
Okay.
I have no idea how to play it. I've heard of it. It's a game from ancient times.
Keep going.
Spades, hearts. Okay, fine. We're going to move on. The question is, my theory is that in the Midwest, people play cards because we're snowed in all the time.
True.
So we learn how to play cards. And in the Midwest, most everybody plays euchre. Perhaps pinochle, spades, hearts, whatever. So my family's active. I've never heard of that. This is my answer to the question. How do you pass the time with family? What is historically your family's activity? For us, it's games, and card games in particular. The nice thing about card games, especially if it's not just four player games, is like spades or hearts. Well, not so much, but hearts is a good one because any number can play. And so if you have five people, you can play hearts. If you have three people, you can play hearts. If you have six people, you can play hearts. A lot of games, you have to have four. You have whatever. So what's your family's way of passing the time aside from watching the very important Georgia and Ole Miss football games that are going to be on today? John?
Strip poker. I had to be that guy.
I was going to throw in that we played poker and blackjack,
not ask any follow-up questions, no probing questions here.
I had to be the guy.
I'm going to just leave that one where
it lies.
You
stole my thunder.
Like a crumpled pile of clothes on the floor. Okay, so Meg, you family, 437, by the way, 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, go ahead, Meg.
Okay. When we weren't playing poker, we kind of made a tradition on the Friday.
Poker for money or poker for chips?
For money.
Really?
Money.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Pennies.
Minor money.
Yeah,
okay.
Minor money. But when we weren't doing that, we always had a family tradition of going to a movie. On Friday, because there's always a brand new movie, and I remember Star Wars came out on Thanksgiving weekend. We've got the things that came out this weekend, so that's what we always did. We always go to a movie.
Interesting. Okay,
it was fun.
Go to the movie. Yeah,
get you out of the house. Typically, it's this kind of weather on Thanksgiving. It's kind of yucky outside. Either that, or then play football outside. Touch football.
So your family did the actual football game. You did the friends thing, the actual playing a football game outside. Okay, all right. In my family, like I said, we were all games and puzzles people. So
I like those too.
We would play cards, and it would be typically euchre, or it could be hearts or spades or pinochle or whatever. But puzzles, lots of jigsaw puzzles.
We always had one. That you mentioned, but at Christmas time, actually, we would have one on a table, and everybody would contribute to it.
Yep.
And so it would be there the whole holiday.
The fun thing about a jigsaw puzzle is that people can come and go.
Yes, that's exactly right. Everybody would do a couple pieces, this corner,
right.
And a
lot of times for the kids who might not otherwise participate in adult things, it'll draw them in and they'll want to come over. I mean, the puzzle is a great, you want to talk to your kids, get out a puzzle.
Yes.
The kids will show up and then you can just kind of talk while you're playing.
I love puzzles.
I do too. I love, Springbok, by the way, is the only puzzle maker you should ever buy from. We're not going to be snobs about our puzzle manufacturers. Okay, that's
fine. No, but this is from a guy who plays euchre.
Yeah, I was...
And you've never even heard of it.
I want that four-piece puzzle.
How about cribbage? You play cribbage?
Oh, my parents played... My family, yeah, they played cribbage. And my parents all played bridge. Nobody plays bridge anymore.
No,
that
people
was
don't
big,
play bridge.
Big, big.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
my
play
parents,
that.
Same thing. My parents played bridge all the time. No, cribbage is fun because then you can play cribbage scoring on license plates, but that's a whole another story. 4-3-7-6. That's how my mom taught me math, was cribbage and scoring on license plates. John, do you even know what cribbage is?
No.
It's a board with little
pegs. I thought
pegs
it was like card
it's
game
It's a card
again.
Game. It's a card game. Yeah. Okay. But you play by making runs and of a kinds and 15s.
Now, I do love backgammon.
Okay.
Backgammon's
not a card
great
game.
But it's a game.
But a good game.
It's
it is,
a game.
Yeah. 437-1620, some texts here. Let's see. I want to play spades. I played spades in the Navy, but before that, from being up north, we played rummy a lot. Okay, sure.
Gin rummy.
And no damn euchre, he says. And I'm from the south side of Chicago. Okay. But he spelled it properly, so I don't know how to take that exactly. Somebody says puzzles is our way of passing the time with the family. That's good. The one thing, though, is if you're doing puzzles with family, of course, you got to hide the last piece, right?
No.
Absolutely not.
And then you get down to the end. And
what kind of person are you?
And then there's four pieces missing.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's terrible.
No. So you can put it in.
That's
terrible. You want to be that guy.
Thank
you. I got you.
That's terrible.
I would never.
I feel sorry for your service.
I respect for that.
The puzzle too much to do something like
egotistical,
that.
Self-centered, egotistical, narcissist.
I feel sorry for the
I feel like
your
you're
kids.
Just describing me now. That's not nice. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Everything is flowing smoothly in our area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
No, actually, the fun thing to do for puzzles is to deliberately let the kids do the last piece.
Thank you very much.
Because it's so satisfying.
It
and you
is.
Can see them
the faces
feel
just
the,
light
it's like
up.
If you catch the ball at the game, you know, you give it to a kid because it makes them so, right, that's the way you do that.
Or you let them win a card game or two.
Nope. No. No. You
yes,
brutally
you...
beat down the
because
children.
They
that's how they
brag.
Learn.
No.
They will brag that
oh,
they
yeah.
beat you.
Once in a while.
You no, know, you never playing, you never tank
okay.
a game.
When you're playing Go Fish, okay? You have you ever played Go Fish?
Ruthlessly. Brutally.
I have so much I want to say.
That's how you learn to compete.
I have
That's
so much
how
I
want to
say.
Be good.
And I'm trying to be good.
Say it.
Well, from a mom's perspective, you want them to be challenged at times, but you also want to nurture and love them and build their self-esteem.
Oh, this is a fundamental participation trophy divide between
so,
us.
Yes, I know.
No,
so
I
if
never,
you sit there
never.
And yeah, you want to give them that satisfaction of putting that last piece in. Every once in a while, let them win the game.
But
you know,
then they'll brag. I beat dad.
Yep.
I'm
no,
good.
Never let kids win a game. You teach them how to be good, and then they compete effectively. And
women who are listening, please text in and help me.
It's not a female-male thing.
Clearly it is. I'm in a room with two guys.
This is a liberal-conservative thing.
Oh, no, it's not.
Absolutely it is.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's the question. Is it male-female or liberal-conservative? 437-1620. I'll tell you, my wife would never agree with you about this. And she is a woman.
Stealing
last
puzzle pieces?
Oh, no. I don't.
Not that part. We're talking about letting the kids
letting
win.
Letting a kid win in the card game.
Because they brag
not
way
all
too
the
much.
Time, but just every once in a while.
No, that's a lie. You just lied.
And then when
kid.
You do lose, you just say, I let you win. I let you win.
If we were on video, you'd see me rolling my eyes right now.
Yeah, no, hard roll. Absolutely hard roll.
And putting my head in my hands. I don't even know what to say.
847 on News Radio 92.3. That's Meg Peltier.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the last name on the air. I appreciate that. Wait, now I'm going to get hate mail.
We got no commercials.
What do you mean we don't have? Oh, because it's the rap.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Can I insert a commercial?
No.
Just kidding. All right, switching
gears,
I guess.
How about a commercial for being kind to your children?
What's that?
Being kind to your children.
Being
kind to your children.
No, but being kind is not lying to them and giving them a false sense of accomplishment.
So basically, if you were like, if you were doing like playing tag or something and you were running from one end to the other, you'd run as fast as you could so you could leave your child in the dust.
100%, yes.
Oh my God.
That way, when my son is faster than I am, and he now is,
right?
He knows he is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no,
even
no
when
mercy.
He was two.
No mercy.
When he was two?
When he was two, we don't play chess when he's two.
No, I'm not talking about playing chess. I'm talking about like if you were running.
No. 437-1620. Somebody's here. Okay, so we're actually getting texts on this. Never let a kid win. They'll find out and be crushed. My kids, when they actually won a game against me, they knew they won. As a grandmother, exactly. I always let the grandkids win.
Thank you, Grandma. I love you for sticking up for me. Thank
you. Letting a child win a card game or any game is like everybody receives a ribbon after the game winners
no.
lose.
Participation trophy.
Yeah.
No, text that's in, a whole other thing. Like, no.
You beat them until they join you. That's how it works. somebody else says wins must be earned. Yeah, no, this is not a male female thing. This
yes,
is a political thing.
No,
this is definitely a political thing. This is how you view the world. If competition and learning skills versus making people feel good. And you know, kindness and generosity and grace. I'll give you those things. That's fine.
Yeah, not it's not all the I'm not saying do it all the time. That would be I agree.
Well,
that would
decide?
Be wrong. I
mean, how do you decide?
Based on their mood, if a kid comes home from school and the kids have been
beating
up on them.
Oh, it just gives me the icks.
Yeah.
It gives me the icks.
Do a little something to help build.
You need a little pick-me-up and here's a little welfare for you?
Self-esteem, a little help. Yeah.
I love it. 437-1620.
Just give them food.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do this anymore.
1620. No, it's a good conversation. So it really is. I feel like we're kind of slash in the rap. Slash in the
It feels like it for
topic.
Sure.
We've definitely migrated across the topics, but I like
dear.
It. This is, you know, I know something we'll agree about since we're kind of doing the rap.
I'm good.
I know we'll agree about this. this is such a bad story. You've got primarily Muslim countries, not only all, but you know, Muslim countries have this problem with women, right? And It's like we talk about Afghanistan, and it's horrible for women in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and, you know, across the Middle East. It's really a problem, okay? Iraq, not Iran. Iraq is poised to pass a new law that would lower the legal age of consent from currently 18 to 9.
Oh,
9. I was going to say 12, but
9.
Oh, my God.
Allowing men to marry young girls.
Oh, my God.
The Shia conservative groups that dominate Iraq's parliament. Iraq, this is the one we freed from Saddam and then all
liberated.
The other stuff thereafter, have proposed an amendment to the country's personal status law that could see a Taliban-style rollback of all women's rights. It would allow young girls to be married off and put nearly all family decisions in the hands of religious authorities. Coordinating a challenge against the bill, this person says, it's a catastrophe for women. The law legalizes child rape. Agreed. Critics say it removes agency from women. Of course, we had a hefty involvement in Iraq, and things have, you know, turned since. Male colleagues, some of the male colleagues don't get why this is an objection. Why is there a problem? The male ministers of parliament in Iraq who support this law speak in a masculine way, asking, what's wrong with marrying a minor?
Where do we begin?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I can't decide whether I want to scream or cry.
No, but this is a slice of the world. It would remove women's right to divorce, child custody, inheritance, massive step back for women. The Shia coalition has repeatedly claimed that the point of the law is intended to protect girls from immoral relationships.
I'm sorry.
Premarital sex and, you know, voluntary marriage, love marriage, all that stuff would be all kinds of immorality. Well, you got to get them early, get them off the market so they don't fall into bad.
That's you got to train them.
Policy. I'm just saying that's a horrible policy. Iraq outlawed child marriages in the 1950s. United Nations 2023 survey found that about 28% of the girls in the country had married before their 18th birthday. And of course, in the U.S., we have marriage laws that vary across states, and you know, some amount of minor consent is allowed. I still have problems with all of this stuff. I just think that you have to be an adult anyway. But I have other views on this. But yeah, the 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, good Lord. And it'd be one thing if it were Iran. In fact, here's what's funny. I had originally read this story, and I labeled it as an Iran story. Because in my mind, it would have to have been an Iran story.
Right.
But it's actually an Iraq story, which is weirdly even worse. Because a place that's seen more of the West and seen more freedom and seen more progress and is just not that way. Oh, you had an interesting thought. You said that when we're reading the Sean Duffy.
Yes, I was listening in the car on the way in.
The promotional piece that is all fluff.
Yes.
He knows what safety is because he likes to take his family out on the road and all this. But you are with John. You think it's AI.
You weren't even 2 minutes into it and went, oh, that's AI.
That's exactly what I thought,
there's
too.
A certain style that AI has. It's very evident, and it's a kind of a vacuous, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's no substance to it, and you can recognize it right away, which is what you were saying, which is that at a certain point, you were like, I don't want to read anymore because I know this is fluff.
It's
the AI.
So it's not so much wrong as off.
It's lacks
different.
A certain
it's
connection.
Yeah.
I don't know how to articulate
the human
it.
Connection.
The human
that
connection.
They can't do.
But, okay, so
it's like
maybe
throwing
it's just
the words out there because the words make sense, but the substance is gone.
But what it sounds like to me also is these corporate releases.
Yes, very
the
similar.
Kind of Diplo speak that apparently they teach you how to do in communication school,
well,
which I think is horrible. It's
I was a journalism major, and you learn how to write. My fear is
But you don't know how to write effectively,
yes,
I hope.
Yes, I mean, but I, because I'm a media person, but I, what scares me now is that, I mean, we were talking about this earlier, that, that we're losing the art of writing because of texting, because of emails. I mean, I see things that people write, and I think, oh my God, they can't put two sentences together.
I saw, what is the thing, 90% of all, like, Gen Zers are using AI.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I had an employee that was using it. As soon as that person started using AI, the first thing that was sent to me, I said, did you write this or was it AI? And they had that sheepish look, AI. But doesn't it sound good? And I thought,
It doesn't sound.
No.
And it's when, like, I like writing. You like writing.
I love to write.
I mean, I write The Transgressors, and it's one of the most fun things I do every week because even though it takes an enormous amount of time, it's fun to write well. But I understand that a lot of people don't like to write.
Right.
And it's a chore or it's hard or they're not good at it. And I, you know, anything you're not good at, it's hard to enjoy, right?
Well, sure. But I mean, I'm still upset that we've gotten rid of cursive.
Oh, well.
I mean, we could go down that rabbit hole. But it's kind of all connected, isn't it? The texting, the TKS instead of the full word.
So I would say no, because I am a printer. I do not like to cursive. I have to sit there and think about it. The only thing I can cursive is my signature, and that doesn't look like words. So no, I'm a.
There's
but
a
I don't,
flow that happens with cursive. So for example, if you're writing in a journal, after a while your intellect goes out of it, and it just is the intuitive writing comes through writing cursive.
I just have such terrible penmanship that it's not going to be helpful to anybody. It's not helpful to me at all.
Okay, I understand. But see,
I'm a typer.
I would much rather type.
I can type so fast, three or four times what I can write. So I would much rather type
my
ideas out.
So you're not thinking about the typing, right?
No, but what I mean. When I'm writing,
like a flow
it's too
that
slow.
Happens.
My brain's too fast for the writing.
Right.
And I forget what I want to say because I can't write it fast enough.
Oh, see, that's interesting. Yeah.
So I don't like, that's why I would much rather type my things out. But
that makes sense,
but
though.
But for people who don't write, I mean, for people who don't like to write and use the AI and think of it as a virtue, there's coming a time when AI is going to seem the norm.
Right, and that's what scares me.
That really scares me
because then what happens to, well, it's the artist lament right now. What's going to happen to creativity? Mm-hmm. I mean, I see things on Facebook that have been altered, art that's not really art, it's AI art. I mean, that.
And some of it is, it can
nice.
Be pretty.
Yeah, yeah, it could
But
look
it's
nice.
Not captivating pretty the way meaningful art is.
It's not authentic.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not authentic.
John Pickens has traffic on the five. John's not playing. Why isn't John playing? He's
no,
our
because
third player.
I'm enjoying this, and that's why I'm in radio.
Right.
Is that way, but I have a suggestion for you real quick.
Oh,
you should do the transcribing thing where you just speak into the computer. Works great. Well, on my Mac.
Type
but you
faster
have
than I talk.
No.
Do you?
I think
type pretty
you,
fast.
I think
you talk
you,
pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right. I'd have to measure it, but.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Also, and you know, this is a little different. The typing forces me to put a little more structure on my words.
That makes sense.
In a way that I don't. Just it's the same thing as I might say something on the air, but I would feel uncomfortable publishing it in print. Because when you publish things, they have a different sense to them, a different gravitas.
You can
gravitas.
Throw things together on the air that you could not if it was going to be read.
Right. And also you can play a little looser with the rules and
Correct.
The way you jump around or skip ahead in a sentence or not quite. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do when you're speaking that you can't get away with in writing, at least not yet. John's got traffic for
us. Yeah, no traffic issues to let you know about. Everything's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
So how did you learn to love to write?
I started writing at a very, very young age. I started reading and writing at like age 6 or 7.
I mean, I take a book with you everywhere you go. In case you got bored, you could read a book.
I have 3 books on my nightstand that I read, and I'm a voracious reader. I love to write, and I love the power.
No such thing as someone who loves to write who doesn't love to read.
I don't think so, because I love the power of the word. Mm-hmm. I love seeing how a person or an author will put those words together. Mm-hmm. I love looking at the different time periods, the styles of writing when you compare someone like Hemingway to Tennessee Williams, or you go back and forth between authors. I mean, and then compare that to someone like Jim Grisham today. I mean, I just love, and that's
luscious
my fear.
Luscious writing is so
satisfying.
I love satisfying.
Really good it, words, yes. like plethora.
When not writing that's designed to be like kind of pretentious,
no.
bad, but genuinely good, evocative writing is just a just the words themselves are a pleasure regardless of whether the content you care about.
And we've lost that skill because if you look at things that are written in the 40s or 50s even, the language, there's a language that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. The English language is beautiful.
And horrifying and frustrating, but that's what makes it great. The fact that you can say a single thing 50 different ways is what makes for poetry, what makes for good literature, what makes for interesting expression.
I just want lots of pictures, and then I'm good.
Instagram Johnny.
And that's the problem.
Hey, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening, and Meg will be up next for Pep Talk.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP.